Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2, verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth. I think this show is going to run on Wednesday, and that means tomorrow I'm going to host Wretched Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm thankful for that. Todd Friel will be away. He sent me an email and said, could you host for me, please, either Thursday or Friday? I'll be having dinner with John MacArthur at the Strange Fire Conference. I only have one question. Here's my question. I just took a sip of Starbucks coffee. Keurig. I want Pete's Keurig, but haven't gotten around to begging on air yet for it. Here's my one question. Why wasn't I asked to go be on the Strange Fire panel? Well, see, I just want you to know that if MacArthur would have asked me, or any of the staff there at Grace Church, I would have said yes. I would have said, well, you know, let me check my calendar. I have to talk to the elders, make sure I'm not gone from the local church too much. And then I would have done it. So anyway, I was not asked. I was not asked to preach at chapel at the Master's Seminary yet either, although I have preached from the pulpit one time. And I was janitor at Grace Church back in the day, and it was the late shift. It was about midnight, and I preached to about three other custodians. I don't think it was on company time. I think I was making $8 an hour at the time. But I did preach for my friend Phil Howard up in the Oakland area this summer, and his pulpit is similar to John's. That is to say, it's large, it's in the center of the church, which signifies a lot, symbolizes much, and it goes up and down because when the song folks are up there, praise team, worship band, I don't know what they're called, then it goes up and down. And so I finally got to preach in a hydraulic pulpit. Sacred desk that moves up and down. So today, Mike Abendroth, No Compromise Radio. Tomorrow, Wretched Radio. No Compromise as well. New England Primer today. The New England Prima. 1777 edition. You can get it online. Type in the New England Primer, 1777 edition. And this is a book that if you can get, it's worth quite a bit of money, I've heard. And you can always get it online or a PDF. You can actually see what the book looks like if you type in New England Primer, and there's an old scanned book that you can see how dated it is, and you can see the S's look like F's or vice versa. But I'd like to talk a little bit about religious education of our children and how far we have come or how far we have fallen. And I want to encourage you as a pastor, as a dad, as a friend, to keep shooting high when it comes to religious education of your kids. In other words, instead of buying into the dumbing down, let's buy into smarting up, the smarting up of our kids. Of course, intellectualism alone can't save. Knowledge can't save. But without knowledge, you can't be saved. You have to know about the object of your faith. And of course, there's an intellectual aspect. There is a assenting aspect, and there is a trusting aspect to faith. Knowledge, assent, trust. Cat, the only cat I like. Saving faith, because demons believe and tremble. They're not saved. They even have, that's an emotional element to it. The word there is if a dog has hair on its back, which they do, and it goes up, that's the name. That's why Jewish people call demons hairy ones. Demons are afraid. There's an emotional aspect to their belief, but it's a non-saving belief, of course. And so whether it's no Tisha, no whether it's Ascensus, whether it's Fiducia. I think I've got those Latin words right. We have to have knowledge. We have to preach about Jesus. And so teaching your children things of the Lord, I'm fascinated by the New England Primer. And it starts off with Dr. Watts's Divine Song of Praise to God for a Child. Now, I'm not going to read through everything in the primer, but we're going to use this as a show for a couple times. Here's the Divine Song of Praise. How glorious is our heavenly King who reigns above the sky. How shall a child presume to sing his dreadful majesty? How great his power is none can tell, nor think how large his grace, nor men below, nor saints that dwell on high before his face. Nor angels that stand round the Lord can search his secret will, but they perform his heavenly word and sing his praises still. There's a huge bee in my study. I just got stung a few weeks ago, not here in the study, in the studio. The thing's flying around like crazy. And that's spooky. And there's some kind of Mothman, beehives, spooky show around here. And this is not good at all. But they perform his heavenly word and sing his praises still. Then let me join this holy train and my first offering bring. The eternal God will not disdain to hear an infant sing. My heart resolves, my tongue obeys, and angels shall rejoice to hear their mighty Maker's praise sound from a feeble voice. And so it starts off with praise to God, and then it teaches us as parents how to teach our kids. And it starts off with Watts's Young Infant's Morning Prayer. So you've got a young child or infant. Here's the prayer you want to teach them in the morning. Is this the prayer you teach your children? Almighty God, the maker of everything in heaven and earth, the darkness goes away and the daylight comes at thy command. So it's no longer night, it's day. Thou art good and doest good continually. I thank thee that thou hast taken such care of me this night, and that I am alive and well this morning. Save me, O God, from evil all this day long, and let me love and serve thee forever for the sake of Jesus Christ thy Son. Amen. What a wonderful prayer. Lord, you've brought the daylight. You've sustained me in the night. Isn't that amazing to think that a third of our lives are spent depending completely on God? As we sleep, you have to go to sleep and say, Lord, you're going to have to run the universe. You're going to have to keep my heart beating. You're going to have to keep my brain alive. You're going to have to keep my lungs expanding, because when I sleep, I can't do anything. I'm totally dependent upon you. Sleep is good for lots of things, but it's a good reminder that we are completely at the Lord's, under the Lord's sovereign care. Now, he also teaches children to pray in the evening. And so how would you think a child's evening prayer should go? O Lord God, who knowest all things, thou seest me by night as well as by day. I pray thee for Christ's sake, forgive me whatsoever I have done amiss this day, and keep me all this night while I am asleep. I desire to lay down under thy care and to abide forever under thy blessing. For thou art a God of all power and everlasting mercy. Amen. And so, you know what I like about these prayers? I learn, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to take. It's not a bad prayer. It's actually a good prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let this food to us be blessed. Amen. It's not a bad prayer. It was bad in the repetition of it. That's all we said. You'd say it over and over and over again, vainly repeating my prayers. And so you might want to memorize this with your kids or say it a few times, and then you morph it into your own prayers and have them pray these things. And this goes against the grain of one of my friends back at seminary. I don't think he believes this anymore, but kids don't pray. They just blaspheme. So we don't want to have them pray. I think that's pretty dopey. This goes against that as well, the New England Primer. What it does next is it teaches the kids letters, vowels, consonants, double letters, italic letters, double italic letters, and then it gives syllables. Now, here's the fun part on NoCompromiseRadio.com, the New England Primer. You need to type in New England Primer and copy this for you. It's got catechism questions and all that. But we're just working through the beginning stages. It's got words with one syllable, words with two, three, four, five, and six. And so I'm not going to read you every word, but I'm going to read you some of the words so that you grasp this idea. They're teaching them vocabulary words that are going to be important for them in life, now and later. Two-syllable words, beguile, glory, heinous, hateful. Oh, they have words like island, infant, Jacob, jealous, justice. Here's some words with three syllables, barbarous, beggarly, funeral, eagerly, glorious, gratitude, happiness, harmony, holiness, and then one that I was shocked to see, but I guess I'm not so shocked. I'm not so shocked it's in the New England Primer, but I'm shocked to know that it's a word, three-syllable word, damnify. So when you teach your kids A, B, C, D, E, F, G, one-syllable words, lamb, moon, saint. Two-syllable words, justice, heinous. Three-syllable words, damnify. Four-syllable words. Boy, these are some neat words. Affection, affection, is, I guess, four syllables back in the old New England days. Beatitude, beatitude. Benevolent, calamity, ceremony, diligently, dutifully, edifying, everlasting, fidelity, graciously, glorifying. Those are some pretty good words to teach a kid. Five-syllable words. You having fun so far, No Compromise Radio? I guess after 1,300 shows, this is what we have to do. Monosyllabic, polysyllabic words. I guess we have to have a coffee break. Are we ready? Five-syllable words. Do you teach your kids these words when they're little? I mean, this is now we're coming to the altar call section of the show. Abominable, admiration. Here it says admiration. Shion. They pronounce it with four syllables. Five syllables, I mean. Benediction. Celebration. Dedication. But here's the one. Now, I know all these are four-syllable words in modern parlance. Where's Ted when I need him? Fornication. It's got the T-I-O-N broken in half. T-I-O-N and all these words. Fornication. Generosity. Reminds me of the story on No Compromise Radio where my brother was in the university library looking up words in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 about people who don't inherit the kingdom. Fornicators. Words of six syllables. No, what are, let's see. Oh, abomination. Lesson for children. Here's the part that most people know. It's got the alphabet. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. But before it gives this lesson for children, using the letters of the alphabet to teach the alphabet, to teach words that start with A, and to teach Bible lessons, here is some advice to children. Pretty amazing. Yes, I know so far it's all law stuff, but that's okay. That's how we're going to start. Pray to God. Call no ill names. I don't think some people learned that when they were a kid. Love God. Use no ill words. Fear God. Tell no lies. Serve God. Hate lies. Take not God's speak the truth. That's what it says. Take not God's speak the truth. You know what? This was a typo. Take not God's name in vain. Speak the truth. That's better, isn't it? Spend your time well. Do not swear. Here's a good one. Love your school. Do not steal. Mind your book, capital B. Cheat not in your play. Strive to learn. Drink your coffee. Don't be envious for Pete's. Here's a good one. If only we could have learned this. Do not play with bad boys. I guess this works for both girls and boys. And then the classic one, lesson for children, New England primer. Do not be a dunce. Yeah, but that's hurting my self-esteem. Do not be a dunce. Well, my name is Mike Abendroth. You can write me at info@nocompromiseradio.com. Many have asked why we are not on WVNE any longer. And they they want to know this. Did VNE kick us off because of our controversial positions? No, they didn't kick us off. They actually asked if we would come back on at a price. A few years ago when the price went up, I asked the management, did you raise the price to make me say no so that that would be the way that you'd get me off your radio station since you have disclaimers about the show? And they said, no, absolutely not. So it was a good partnership with WVNE. To this day, they need to get the crazy Adventist and the crazy Bob George kind of people to people, whatever it's called now. It's called something else at 4:30. They need to get those charlatans off the air. But besides that, I like the place. I still like the place, like the management there, staff and management. So today, nocompromiseradio.com, info@nocompromiseradio, or noco90.com if you want to go to the YouTube 90 seconds. Here we come to the main event. A, do you teach your children these things? In Adam's fall, we sinned all. Now, of course, when they are little, you are going to have to condense theologically, summarize Adam's sin imputed to our account, even though we weren't there. So then you can teach them about the last Adam, so his righteousness imputed to our account, even though we weren't at the cross earning or meriting such great righteousness. And so here we have the fall. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. Adam who? Most people don't even know who Adam is. And these days, if you want to read lots of modern biologos, influence people, they don't want to jettison Adam because of the significance of the representatives. As Thomas Goodwin said, we're all hanging on Adam's girdle. And if the Lord is pleased, then we'll be placed on Christ's girdle, and we will be in Christ. But anyway, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. And what I like is right from the get-go, this is what has happened to us. This is creating the need for the physician. When you're well, you don't call the doctor. You call the doctor, I guess, only when you're well, when it's a wellness visit. It's your annual physical or something. But typically, you call the doctor when you're sick. And so as I was reading my little Gracie last night, these Pharisees were self-righteous, and Jesus knows they're self-righteous, and they don't think they need a physician. And so what does the law do? The law talks about God's holy standards, about his justice, about his righteousness. Can you imagine when we forgive sins, we just say, I forgive you. A judge might just say, I grant you clemency. But this is not the way the judge of the universe, almighty holy God, works, because there has to be payment for the broken laws, or God is not just and holy. And so someone has to pay. Either we pay in hell forever, or Jesus pays on the cross. And so we have, in Adam's fall, we sinned all. No Compromise Radio's view of New England Primer, so far, so good. Number, do you like when people say number B? Letter B. Oh. B, heaven to find, the Bible mind. I'm not going to make comments on all these. C, Christ crucified, for sinners died. How great is that? How great is that? You want to find heaven? Even though you're fallen in Adam, you're going to find the way to heaven explained in the Bible. And you're going to find the Bible teaching that Christ was crucified not for his own sins, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but for our sins. Raised from the dead. He died for sinners, on behalf of sinners, in place of sinners. Substitutionary atonement, that little word for there in the New England Primer. Christ crucified for sinners died. He didn't die for his own sins. Barabbas was supposed to be on that cross, but in the divine drama of redemption, it had to be the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Barabbas goes free. Jesus dies physically in his place. What a picture of substitution when it comes to penal substitution. Christ crucified for sinners died. D, the deluge drowned the earth around. Teaching the kids, worldwide flood. Genesis chapter 6 through chapter 9, this whole place was underwater. And you can even think of what would happen to the people, the older people, the infants, unless you were one of those eight people. The people got what they deserved, all the others. The only people that didn't get what they deserved, they got grace. It says in Genesis chapter 6, and Noah found what? Grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was just as bad as everybody else, but then God graced him, gave him the commission for 120 years to preach as he hammered. E, Elijah hid, by ravens fed. Turning the page here. F, this is one of my all-time favorites. The judgment made Felix afraid. Remember in Acts where Paul is preaching to Felix? The judgment made Felix afraid. Again, talking about judgment. Why? Because we're obsessed with judgment? No, because we're realists. We realize what we have earned and who we are. It shouldn't take you very long to figure out, if you stop comparing yourself to other people who are worse than you, that you are wicked. You need a savior, that you're not going to make it. And Paul before Felix in Acts chapter 24 is the story here for F. The judgment made Felix, that's the F, afraid. And so it says, some days later, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewish, and sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened. There's another F there. And said, go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you. At the same time, too, he was hoping that money would be given him by Paul. Therefore, he used to send for him quite often and converse with him. But after 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. And wishing to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. Paul's got a 3-point message: righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. And the response is fear. So in the New England Primer, it is the judgment made Felix afraid. Well, my name is Mike Abendroth. Today on No Compromise Radio, the New England Primer. And so since I live in New England, I've lived here 16 years. And I want you to pull up this primer online for free, and you can teach your kids and work through this for any age, whether you're trying to pronounce words, read Old English, or teach your kids not to be a dunce. Don't be a dunce. What would happen today if we put a dunce cap on a kid and made him go stand in the corner? I never had a dunce cap on my head, literally, but I've had to stand in the corner at classrooms. I was down at Ligonier Ministry. Sinclair Ferguson. Info at nocompromiseradio.com. That's who I am tomorrow. Wretched Radio. You go to wretchedradio.com, I believe, and you could pull that up. Thankful to have Brandon House carry No Compromise Radio Worldview Weekend. And again, Mike Abendroth here, New England Primer. Type it in your Google search.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abendroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.